What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled The Worst Thing You Can Ever Do to Women Is Give Them Hoptions. Notice I said hoptions, okay? So hoptions is an infusion of hope and options. Now, in the MGTOW community, we all know that women are only as loyal as their options, okay? Now, what happens when you also give women hope as well as options? Options, quite frankly, are the single most destructive force that you can give women is hope and options. So if you guys hear hoptions being used in the manosphere, know that I, Amr Mitwali, just like I originated the word hojabi, I also originated the word hoptions. All right, so let's get into this video. What is hoptions? So hoptions is options meets hope, okay? Now, why am I doing this video about options for you guys to understand when it comes to women? You see, women are emotional. They're short-term thinkers. I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. Women are animals. Therefore, when they think about right about now. For example, when a grizzly bear decides it's going to eat you, does the grizzly bear say to itself, hey man, if I attack and kill this freaking hiker and eat him, the park rangers are going to come and, you know, kill me later on? No, the bear doesn't think that far along. It's the same thing with women. This is why women today are so fucked up, is because they're high on options, okay? So there's a website out there called showaround.com, okay? Special shout out to QB Willie for letting me know about that website, showaround.com. Now, showaround.com, if you guys have not heard about it, it's this website where you can sign up as a local anywhere in the world to take tourists out to learn about your location. For example, I can sign up as a tour guide here in small town USA, and I can take people out for free. I can charge them $5, I can charge them $50, $100 an hour. So this is the premise of Show Around, is where locals can act as a tour guide for tourists. So again, if you want to go to a city somewhere and you want to be given a crash course in this city, you know, that way you know where to go, what the city's about, how to not get ripped off, go to showaround.com. I used it myself when I went to Mexico the first time around. So I do recommend showaround.com, guys, because again, if you want a crash course in getting to know where you are, especially if you're going there the first time, like the first time I ever go to like fucking Cancun outside of, you know, Tijuana, which is south of the border in Mexico, I was like, hey man, I want to get to know what not just Cancun is about. I want to know what Mexico all is about. So I got somebody from Show Around. He was very good. You know, I got a mail, which is why we are making this video, okay, guys? So when I go on Show Around, I see that the woman, not only do they charge far more than men, but they also have far more reviews left for them than men, meaning that women are getting booked far more than men are. And when I look at the people who reviewed the woman, almost all the people who booked woman tour guides, almost all the people were men. And the vast majority of those men were old, unattractive. So this just goes to show you guys that if a woman has options, she will take it. So when a woman has options, in the back of her mind, she's saying to herself, oh, look at me. I got all these guys out there who want to go on a tour with me. And the next guy, who's also a tour guide, who's probably better than me, ain't nobody going out with him. So these women, they genuinely believe that they're awesome sauce, okay? You see, women don't want to acknowledge the fact that the only reason why men are selecting you is because you're young, you're hot, you're tight. That's the only reason why men select women. And that's why when I went to Cancun, I precisely selected a man to show me around and not a woman, because these women out there who are getting selected by men, they're getting selected by men with the hopes that they will sleep with them, okay? So when a woman has all these options going for her and she thinks to herself that she's better than men, okay? So again, it's very simple. If you go to show around, guys, you know, select any city, select Cancun, select New York, select Miami, you know, just select any major city out there, you can see for yourself that women have far more bookings than men. And of course, the hotter the woman, the more bookings she'll get compared to men. Now, the problem here. What happens 10, 15, 20 years from now when the woman is old, fat, and ugly? Are guys still gonna be selecting you on show around or for any other sort of employment? The answer is no. You see, there's a reason why in religion women are not allowed to work. You see, in Islam tells us a woman's responsibility is what's inside the house. A man's responsibility is everything outside a house. So today, when women can go out and they can work just like men, they can compete with men, women are going to outperform men. Yes, even TFM admitted to that. And the reason why women are able to outperform men, it's because they're getting hired because they're hot. Nothing more than that. Women are getting hired because of their hotness. Now imagine you're a dude, you're on show around, and you want to book somebody to give you a tour of a town you're going to, you know? You're gonna select a woman with the hopes that she might end up sleeping with you. That's just how we men are, okay? So, women do not wanna acknowledge pretty privilege, okay? And the reason why women do not want to acknowledge pretty privilege, it's because they know that being pretty is something that's fleeting. You see, deep down, women know that, hey, my looks are gonna go away. You know, the guys are hollering at me when I'm 18, 19, 20. They're not gonna be hollering at me when I'm 30 plus years old. They know that. So what women do is that when they're high on options, what they do is that they want to fool themselves into actually thinking that, hey, the reason why I'm getting booked as a tour guide is because I'm awesome sauce. The reason why, you know, I just graduated from college with a degree in liberal arts, but now I'm the vice president of marketing for some big five, you know, Fortune 500 companies, is because I'm high IQ. They want to fool themselves into believing that these women are genuinely selected for their brains, their intellect, when in reality of the matter, they're selected purely based on how hot they are. You know, look at all the fat, ugly women, guys. You know, there's a reason why the vast majority of feminists out there are fat, ugly women. Look, have you guys ever seen a fat, ugly woman get promoted? No. Okay, you usually see fat, ugly women in like HR, you know, jobs where they're pretty much, HR is kind of like a job for like fucking probation officers or some dumb shit like that. So you will never ever see a woman, a fat, ugly woman that is hired in a position where she deals with the public. Now, of course, if they go and they work at Starbucks making $7.93, you know, who cares? You just need a cog in the machine. But when it comes to high-flying, high-paying, glamorous job, ain't nobody gonna fucking hire fat, ugly woman. Period. And this is why these fat, ugly women are so goddamn miserable. It's because they know they can't make it off of their looks. Guys, at the end of the day, man, looks matter the most, okay? I told you guys, I told you about the back of the day, man, when I was out trying to make it in Hollywood. You know, back then, I was good looking back then. I'm trying to make myself look good again. This is why I go down to Cancun to face Max, and I'm on all sorts of diet pills, you know, like Ollie or Olistat. I'll be making a video about that, guys. I've actually lost literally a shitload of weight, man. So, anyways, back in my day in Hollywood, guys, where I was better looking than this, I know real Tyrones, real Chads, and these guys, man, these guys were living in penthouses in Santa Monica. They were swimming in the ocean every day. They eat fine foods. They fuck hot bitches. They get paid to work out. Why? Because they have an agent and manager whose sole purpose is, you know, the agent books them modeling gigs, and the manager makes sure that they stay fit, healthy, and good looking. You know, imagine being able to make it in life based solely on looks, you know. For those of you out there who don't wanna realize the Nagasaki Hiroshima black pill truth, that it's all about looks, look no further than Jeremy Meeks, man. Jeremy Meeks is a villain, a terrorist, a rapist, a murderer, a scumbag, a drug dealer, a gangbanger, yet he is flying all over the world, private jets, eating filet mignon and lobster, and fucking hot women who come from billion-dollar families. Why? Because it's solely based on looks, okay, guys? Looks. That's all that matters, guys, okay? Unless you're some guy who can hide behind a freaking monitor and, you know, work remotely and try to make some money off of the internet without actually having to show your face, you know? Yeah, you'll be able to make money, okay? As long as people don't see your face, you know? But if you want to make money by dealing with other people, you have to be good looking to raise money. Now, in Silicon Valley, that really isn't true to raise money, because they're looking for somebody who can pretty much scam other people, you know. For example, that Sam Bankman-Fried, he was a Jew scammer. He scammed people out of billions of dollars. So, you know, the only place where looks actually might even work against you is is in San Francisco. And, you know, I just thought about it, you know. Why would looks work against you as a man trying to raise money in San Francisco? And here's the reason behind it, man. If you are a hot dude and you're trying to raise money in San Francisco, in the tech capital of the world, It simply means that you're not gonna put in the hard work that a fugly looking dude will to make billions. Now you guys take me, Amar Metwali, for example, you know. You guys know me, I'm 6'3", not that bad looking, you know. Hopefully with the collagen and the buttocks and the fillers doing their work on me, you know, get that face up to something like around a 5 or a 6, hopefully. So with me, Amar Metwali, I just want to make enough money where I can pay off all the bills for MGTOW TV and have enough left over where I can fly all over the world and fuck hot bitches, you know? But somebody like Mark Zuckerberg, all these fugly dudes you see out in Silicon Valley, man? Nah, man. These people are there to make a shitload of money to compensate for the fact that they're fugly dudes. So this is why in Silicon Valley, if you want to raise money in Silicon Valley, be like a fugly looking dude, because the people with money, they'll know that you're in it to make a shitload of money to make up for your ugliness. But good looking dudes, man, yeah, Hollywood is, you know, not Hollywood, Silicon Valley is not gonna put much money behind you, because they know once you have enough money where you can jet set all over the world and fuck hot bitches, you're gonna be like, hey man, why should I work 80, 90 hours a week? You know, I'm fucking hot bitches. I'm happy the way things are right now. So, going back to the point of this video, guys, when it comes to options for women, is that a lot of these women out there, man, it's solely based on looks for them. This is why you are where you are, honey. It's based on looks. So, of course, you're gonna think you're better than other men because you're 22, 23 years old, you just graduated, but again, you're vice president marketing. You think you're better than other guys, but no, you're there because you are hot. Now, a lot of these women out there, man, what's going to happen to them when they get in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, and all of a sudden, nobody is hiring them, nobody's booking them, nobody's like, oh, baby, you hot, oh, baby, you so fine, let me take you out, right? You know, we all heard about that French model, you know, she was a model back in the day, and she committed assisted suicide because, you know, obviously she's fucking old, you know, I think she was in her late 50s, early 60s. Ain't nobody gonna look at a 60-year-old woman. So the woman decided to commit assisted suicide because all the stuff she was getting when she was young, hot and tight in her 20s, she wasn't getting that in particular attention anymore. So all these women out there, man, all these women out there who are young, hot, tight, and they genuinely think that they're better than men because they're getting booked on show around, or they are getting fucking hired right out of college in high-paying public jobs, these women will have to ask themselves the trillion-dollar question: what will happen once post-wall, okay? So, guys, in the next couple of years, maybe a decade and a half, we're gonna see a shitload of women probably offing themselves, okay? See, this is the absolute worst case of options, is when a woman loses it all, but the reality of the matter is, you didn't do, and you know, and here's the thing, man. From an Islamic perspective, women are not even allowed to be models. You look at, what's her name, Paula Karakarova, or whatever her name is, you know, she's crying that no guy wants her. It's like, yeah, I mean, granted, for a 60 for grandma, you're hot, but let's be 100%. Ain't no guy wants to be with a 60-year-old woman, dried out pussy, with with, you know, gray pubic hair, you know? You could be a 60, 70-year-old man, and you can get fucking 20-year-old hotties, you know? We saw the video here on MGTOW TV posted by Doug K a couple of weeks ago, you know? Old Russian dude, he had like a fucking harem of like young hot woman dancing naked, and then his wife came in and ruined the party for him. But this just goes to show you guys, you as a man, you could be 60, 70, 80 years old and you can still get hot woman. But if you're a, you know, 50, 60, 70 year old woman, you're not gonna get young hot men. Yeah, sure, you might be like that 70-year-old woman in New York who gets like fucking low value fugly ass simps, but come on, man. You know, if you're a girl, you've been all over the world, you had it all, you don't want fucking, you know, Mr. Garbage Man making $7.93 an hour, fugly looking dude getting on top of you, you know? So, the point here that I'm trying to get across to you guys, man, is that the only way to avoid women from falling in the pitfalls of hopshins is that you have to do what Islam tells us to do, which is to have women be left in the household, okay? A woman's responsibility is in the household. Nothing else. A woman has no business being outside of the house. That's the only way you can save a woman from the afflictions of hopshins. Because again, man, if you're young, hot, tight, and you're getting all this attention on OnlyFans and what have you, and then you're not getting that attention anymore, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? Especially when you lose your money. You know, how many of these OnlyFans models actually save money? They don't, you know. None of these women save money because when these women have options, they genuinely think that people are giving them money because they're the best in the West, okay? So they blow all that money away. What's gonna happen 5-10 years from now when you ladies out there are fucking broke, you know? You're gonna lose your Benz, you're gonna lose your, you know, $1 million condo on Miami Beach. What are you hoes gonna do when you're not able to get money anymore, okay? And even you guys out there, you gals out there like Paula Karkarova, what are you gonna do when men are no longer paying you attention anymore? I mean, what's worse, you know? Losing, you know, your belongings because you don't have money anymore because you squandered it all? Or actually having to live with the fact that you'll never ever have attention anymore, even though that you actually have money. This is why I'm telling you guys, man, with options, a lot of women out there, man, bad things are gonna happen to a lot of women. So like Coach Greg Adams said in one of his recent videos, right now, guys, this is the worst time to be in a relationship with woman, okay, guys? Because the women that are gonna be with you, these are gonna be the women who are not hot enough to be booked on show around. These were the women who are not hot enough to be fucking vice president of Fortune 500 company at the age of 22, right outside of college. So these women, you know, I know a lot of you guys out there are gonna say, oh, well, I can have like a living girlfriend, you know, she's gonna suck my dick every now and then. Red Pill Mary did a video about this guy who was, he was 38, checking up as like a 58-year-old woman, and the bitch who didn't want to suck his dick, and he ended up murdering her, you know? So this just goes to show you guys, you know, if you think that, hey man, I'm gonna get a downtrodden woman, have her live with me, that way I can get free sex from her, nah, bro, doesn't work like that, because that woman who's gonna put up with you, she's gonna resent you, because all these women out there who are high on options, they're living the life. They don't want you. They want to go out, have fun, sleep around with the guys they want, and they don't want to be beholden to any man. So again, like Coach Craig Adams said, right now, guys, is the worst time to be in a relationship. Okay, you guys out there, you need to focus on your money, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. All right, guys, that's my video for you today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.